We are picking up on Chaf Dalet Amud Beis. We are the last word on the line of Chaf Dalet Amud Beis. What we're doing the new Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, HaOmer, turning to Chaf Hei Amud Aleph, Yivruch HaTovim, that good people should give you a bracha, Harizu Derech Minus. That is Derech Minus. And Rashi explains, because even Rishayim can praise Hashem also, that we find that the Chavana was part of the Ketores, and the Chavana smelled very, very bad, but it was still mixed with other ingredients to help serve Hashem. So too, even if someone is not a tzaddik, if someone's a rasha, there's still good that could be done in there, but you saying that only the good people bless you, not the bad ones, we say that's derech minus.
Don't we know that Chazal says lo, like by, it's not Bilam, I'm trying to remember, but lo me sehen, right? Not from their stings and not from their, good example. Coming to mind?
Nope.
Alright, I have to think about
it. Okay. The Mishnah says that they do praise Hashem, that even the Rishonim could praise Hashem.
That
so
they could, but there's some place where I'm thinking that it's not like that.
Okay, I don't know. Harizu derech minus, al kan tzipor yigi rachamech, that you say that they what?
You think the broth is to blessing Jewish people. This Mishnah
talking
about blessing Hashem.
Right.
Oh, blessing Hashem.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry if I wasn't clear. Yeah, yes. This talking about people that were blessing Hashem. So Azari Duach Minus. Al Kan Tzipor Yigi Rachamech, if you say that Hashem should have mercy on us like you do, that you have like on the birds. So again, Val Tov Yizachar Shmechor, that your name is remembered for good. Modim, not Modim, or if you say we give thanks, meaning that we're trying to indicate that there are two gods. Mishtakan Oso, so we silence him in all these cases. And the Gemara is going to explain for each of them why we do that. Hamachana be'arayus, if someone makes instead of interpreting the psukim to talk about relations, sexual relations that are us, or they try to give it a different meaning, we amishtakano, so we silence him also. When it says in the pasuk that you shouldn't give your children to Molech, which was avodah zara, and you translate it to mean lo siten la arba abar musa, that you shouldn't give your zera to a non-Jewish woman, mishtakano so benazifa, we silence him very strongly. That because if someone's trying to interpret a pasuk to mean the pasuk is talking about giving to avodah zara, and you're coming up with your own halachos and religion of what it means in terms of if someone sleeps with a non-Jewish woman and he has a child with her. So you're giving different interpretations of what's going on. So again, I was just listening to Rabbi Ari Leibowitz when he's giving this year. He said, as people are trying to justify the way that they live by interpreting things their own way. So we're very strong. We're against that. And we try to silence them right away, and we come down on them harshly. So Gemara explains now. Bishlama modim modim, the mechzik shtei rishuyos. The reason why we silence someone if he says modim modim is because it looks like you're davening to two different gods. Or v'al tov yizachar shemecha namin. Also, if we say that your name is remembered for good, so demash ma'al tovin, that we're only thanking Hashem for the good. V'al ra lo, but we don't seem to think to praise Hashem for the bad. Utnan, and we learn that you're supposed to, even when something is seemingly bad, you're still supposed to give a bracha to Hashem, because it says chay v'adam levarich ala ra k'shem shemavarich ala tovin, that a person has to give a bracha to Hashem for the bad, the same way that he does for the good. Al kan tzipor yigi rachamecha my time. What's the reason that when you say that you have rachmanis on a bird, why is it that we silence a person? What's wrong with saying that? My answer is plead about treta amaroi b'marava. So there were two amaroim that argued about it. Rabbi Yossi bar Avin, Rabbi Yossi bar Zavida. Chad Amar ben Nesha Metel Kina b'maisip Reishis. One is because you're causing jealousy amongst the creations, because they're going to say, "Whoa, why is Hashem being and the bird you're giving rachamim? What about the rest of the animals? So you're creating jealousy amongst all the animals." The Chad Amar, the other one says the reason why we quiet him is becoming Nesha Osa Midosav Shalakadosh Baruch Hu rachamim Veino Nol Gzeros. It's because you're trying to say, Hashem, the reason why we do this is because you're full of rachamim. We do mitzvahs because Hashem told us to do a mitzvah. It's not because we can think we have, you know, like some, we could try to explain it just like in possible reasons, but that's not why. The reason why we do something is because Hashem said to do something, and that's why we do it. So when you say that, Hashem, you're doing something because you have rachmanis on a bird, that's you're trying to give reasons to what Hashem tells us to do. You're not able to do that. Where it says now, there was someone that went down to daven in front of Rabba. Amar atochas al kan tzipor atochus rachamelenu. You have rachmanis on the birds, so too you should have rachmanis on us. You should have mercy on us. So the Amar Rabba said, how did this person know to thank, to praise Hashem so wonderfully? So Abai said to him, we learned in the mission right here that you're supposed to silence him. What are you saying that it's praiseworthy? Gemara says, Rabba knew that you're not supposed to say and you're supposed to silence him. He wanted to test Abai to see was his Talmud really listening or not when he was learning that he's supposed to silence someone when he does it. So he said, oh, this is so wonderful what the guy's doing. And Abai right away jumped on it and he says, no, that's not a good thing to be doing. It's the wrong thing. Gemara continues, there was someone that was dominating for Rab Chanina, Amar, and he got up and he said, Hakel Agadal Hagibar V'Hanorah, like we have in Arshmona Esrei. Then he added, who's wonderful and who's strong and very powerful. So Amar Lay, so when the person finished davening, so Rab Chanina said to him, Simtenuha Lishvacha Demarach, did you finish praising Hashem with everything you could praise him? Like you added these three things in. Well, that's it, you're done praising Hashem. Hashta Hani Tulas. So the first ones that we said, Hagada Hagibar Vehanora, Ilav Dikasvinu Moshe Bel Raisa, if it would not be that Moshe wrote in the Torah. Vatsi Knesset Gdola Vesaknino, and then the Anshe Knesset Gdola came along and they were misaking it into the Shmona Esrei that we say. So Ananu Amrinalu, we would not be able to say it. Why? Because Avad Amr Kulihain, you're saying all these, you're adding these three more things. Mashallah Adam Shahilo Elaf Alfi Allah from Dinari Zahav. It's similar to someone who has 10,000, who has thousands and thousands of gold coins. And they would say to him, oh, look, he has a silver coin. Ganayulo, Alo Ganayulo, isn't that, it's almost insulting to him. Like, you're saying, look how wonderful he is. You know, he drives a brand new Honda Accord. In the meantime, he's got beautiful mansions and racing cars and everything else. So who cares about this stupid little car that he has? So if you're saying, Hashem, you know, you're adding in these three few praises, and there's no end to the amount of praise that we can give to Hashem. I'm Rab Chanina. Hakobi de Shemayim Chutz Mir Shemayim. It's the famous Gemara. We say that everything is in the hands of Hashem except for Yir Shemayim. Shenemar Va'at Yisrael Mo Hashem Lokach Hashol Meimach Ki Im LeYira. That what does Hashem ask from you, but only to fear Him, which seems to be that it's a very simple thing that Hashem only asks for one thing from you for Yiras Hashem. So Mechlal the Yira Milso Zutroihi. Is it true that that Yiras Hashem is such a small thing? We know that Yiras Hashem is not a small thing. It's not easy to do at all. So what is it? Why does the pasuk seem to indicate that it was a very easy thing to do? So my answer is in, yeah, it is easy. Lagabi Moshe Rabbeinu Milso Zutroasihi. That by Moshe Rabbeinu it was a small matter. What's it? And it's similar to Mashallah Adam Shemivakshin Hemenu Kli Gadol Yeshlo. It's similar to if you wanted to go to someone's house, you want to borrow from him a very big pot that he had, and he has it. So Doma Love Kli Katan. If you have something, it's as if you, it seems like it's not a big deal because you have it. So you want to borrow my expensive pot, and I have many of them. Fine, take it. It's not a big deal to me. But Katan Ve'Einlo Doma Love Kli Gadol. And if you want to borrow a small pot from someone, but he doesn't have it, then it's like a really big thing. I was saying when I was learning this, like I was trying to equate it because it's hot in here. Because my air conditioning is not working now. When your air conditioning is working, you take it for granted. You walk into the house, you get cool air, it blasts you, you're feeling great. When your air conditioning is not working, every room, the house can be the same temperature as it would be if the air conditioning was on, but it's like, oh my gosh, this is impossible. I can't live under these circumstances. But that's what it's like. If you have something, then it's no big deal. So it's like, it's a nothing. But if you get it taken away and you don't have that one thing, then it's like, then it sings, oh my gosh, I wish I could have that thing. So that's what this is, that your Hashem is also, by Moshe, was a small thing. Amar Rav Zeira, the Gemara continues, so Amar Shma Shma, Komer Modim Modim Dami. If someone says Shma Shma, then it's like he's saying Modim Modim, and it's like he's talking to two Rishuyos, he's talking to gods, and we silence him. So Meitzvei, Akarias Shma of a Kofa, it says in the Brisa that someone was saying Shma, and then he's repeating it, Harizem Maguna, that's a bad thing to do. So, but it indicates, Maguna Hu Dehavi, it's only a bad thing to do, but Shtuki Lo Mishtakin Onle, but we don't silence him. That seems to go against what our Mishnah said, where it says that you do silence him. And the Gemara answers, Lokasha, it's not a question. Hadamar Milsa Milsa Vitani La, where we said that it's Maguna, that it's the wrong thing to do. It's talking about like he's saying every word and he's repeating every word. So then that's a wrong thing to do. It's not the right thing, but we don't silence him. Hadamar Psuka Psuka Vitani La. But here we're talking about we were saying each pasuk of Shema and then he was repeating it, then it seems to indicate that he's diving into Turushuyos. So Amalera Papala Rava. Vidilma may karlo kivin daiti, vahasha kivin daiti. What's the problem with saying a pasuk over? Maybe he said the pasuk of Shema, And then he says, you know what, my mind was on my grocery list or on the sports course. I wasn't paying any attention at all. So he starts saying Shema over again because he wants to have Kavanah when he's doing it. Who says that it's because he wants to daven to, as if he's davening to two separate gods? So Amar Leh, so Rava said back to him, Chavrusa Klap Ishmael, is there such a thing as being like buddies with Hashem? Ilo Mechav and Daiti, if someone's not able to concentrate when he's davening to Hashem, Mechina Leh Ba'ariz Bata Denavcha Ad Mechav and Daiti, then I'm going to hit him with the hammer until he's going to have to daven to Hashem. Again, now again, speaking for myself, very often, like, you know, you're davening and you all of a sudden you realize you're in the middle of Rafa'inu, you know, like what happened to the first half of Shmon Esrei. But the Gemara is saying that a person, when he's davening to Hashem, he shouldn't be having a casual attitude about it. He should realize that he's davening to Hashem and he should really be putting more kavanah into it when he's davening. The Mishnah said the next thing, so if someone gives, instead of learning the psukim the way they're supposed to, he does it euphemistically, so we say that we silence him. So Tana Rabbi Yosef, what does that mean? Klon aviv v'klon imo. It means that he's talking about that things that were derogatory to his parents, meaning he's saying something insulting about them, but again, not of an immoral nature, he's just saying something insulting about them. And then the last thing was, Omer mizar cholo titen la'avir l'molach, Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, Yisrael Habal Habkusis, Vaholim Men of Ben Labodazar, Kosim Vadabra, talking about someone that had a Jew who had relations with a non-Jew, and then he had a child with her, so that's the way that he's interpreting the Pasuk. But that's not what you're supposed to be doing. The Pasuk is talking about someone who takes his child and he passes it through this fire that was used for Molech, so then we silence him because he's trying to interpret life the way that he wants to do it, and he's coming up with laws that are not the case. Next Mishnah. So there are certain things that we said a couple of blocks ago that everything that would have a maturgamon that the Baal Kori would read and then he would stop and then the translator would say it in Aramaic so that people would understand what's talking about. So this mission is talking about there's going to be certain things that would be translated, certain things that would not be read at all, certain things would be read and translated, and certain things that would be read and not translated. And the Gemara is going to explain why for each case why we don't do it. Maisa Ruvain and Nikra Velo Matargim, the story of Ruvain that after Rachel died. So Reuven went and he moved Bilhah's bed into Yaakov's tent. So the pasuk says that Reuven went and slept with Yaakov with Bilhah, but that's not the case. He didn't sleep with her. He just moved the bed. So Ma'aser Reuven Nikra Velo Matargim. So we read that pasuk, we read it, but we don't translate it because we don't want people getting the wrong idea of what was going on. Ma'aser Tamar Nikra Matargim. The story that happened between Tamar and Yehuda, where again she dressed up as a zona and then she ended up having a child with him. So that's also, we read it, but we don't translate it. Ma'aser Egal Rishon Nikra Matargim. The story of the Egal Rishon. I'm sorry. Thank you. Ma'aser Tamar is read and translated. Thank you very much. Ma'aser Egel Arishon Nikra Matargim. The story of the Egel Arishon is read and is translated. Vasheni Nikra Velo Matargim. And the story of the second Ma'aser Egel is read and is not. So you're going to ask, what is that talking about? The Gemara is going to explain when Aaron was explaining to Moshe what was going on. And the Gemara is going to explain why we don't do it, because there was something that there was some. Well, we'll get to it. Spoiler alert! I want you to come back, so I don't want to tell you what it is. But yeah, the Gemara is going to explain. Birchas Kohanim, the brach of the Kohanim, Ma'ase David of Amnon, the story of David and Amnon, where Amnon he felt very passionately about his sister. So that story, Nikrin Vloma Targumina, those stories are read, but they are not translated. Aim after Merkava, we do not read the Haftorah of the Merkava, which is again the story we talked about, that's the chariots that we're trying to describe what the Kisi HaKavod was. Rabbi Yehuda Matar, Rabbi Yehuda says you could do it. Rabbi Lazar Omer, Aim after Behodas Yushalayim, we don't read the Haftorah of Yushalayim, this Hodas Yushalayim, which would seemingly be speaking about derogatory things that were going on in Yushalayim. So we don't read about those either.
Fly with what we just said in the last Mishnah. Meaning, we said in the last Mishnah, you really should not be interpreting Torah differently than whatever is mamish authentic.
Yep.
Right? So don't, you know, and now we're here, we're saying, you can say it, but don't be mitarvin.
That's talking about in public. Doesn't say that you can't teach it. You could teach it, in meaning if you just have someone reading the pasuk and then you have someone translating it, so if someone's not going to sit and stick around for a shir, he's not going to have any idea what he's talking about. He's just going to interpret it literally. The idea is that you would learn it and then you would understand what is it that it's talking about, and someone would, the Rebbe would explain what is the story talking about, and they would understand the details. It doesn't say not to learn it. It says that you can't, it says you shouldn't publicly translate it, because if it just has it without the mafarshim, then people are going to make, they're going to get the wrong impression of what was going on. Okay, the Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan, Yesh Nikrim Mitargaminan, there are some things that we read and we translate, Yesh Nikrim Velo Mitargaminan, there are some things that we read and we don't translate, Yesh Lo Nikrim Velo Mitargaminan, there are some things that we don't read and we don't translate it, and Elo Nikrim Mitargaminan, and now we're going to say these are the ones that are read and we translate them. So first set, it gives these letters here that's going to go into each one what it is. Where it says, Maisa Bereishis Nikrim Mitargam, the story of the Maisa Bereishis of creation, so we read it and we translate it. So Pshita, why would you think that you're not going to be able to do it? So now the same, because we're afraid that people are going to ask, Maila Malo, Maila Mata, what's above Shemayim, what's below Shemayim, Malafnim, Maila Achar, and what's going to happen, what was before the world was created, what's going to happen after the world, like at the end of the world, what's going to happen. So Kamash Malan, so we're teaching you that, no, that even so, you are supposed to, that we still read it, and we're not worried that people are going to do that. And we will stop here.